Welcome to Eretz Pod, the official podcast of Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi. We offer timely reflections on the weekly Torah portion and other timeless Torah insights. Support for Eretz Pod comes from listeners like you. Thank you, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
Boker Tov. Chamishi of this week Parsha is starting the Korbanot of the Nesi'im for Chanukat HaMizbeach, taking us all the way basically to the end of the Parsha, Chamishi Shishi Shvi, whoever is familiar with the Parsha. So Chazal is asking, you know, a lot of question of why this repetition. Basically, we have 12 tribes, 12 Nesi'im of the 12 tribes that sacrifice exactly the same korban as probably some of you, and definitely the people that's the Bar Mitzvah Parsha can know it by heart, right? That each one of them brought, right? Karat kesef achat, shloshim u'yam mishkala, etc., etc., etc. And it's really a question that Chazal asking, you know, is we know that the Torah is usually try to not repeat something it's not needed. And the question is why the Torah needed to say 12 times exactly the same korban. So one of the answers that Chazal was giving is that even though technically each person brought exactly the same korban, but the kavanah of each person was a different kavanah. And that's, I think, you know, a very big lesson that we need to think of, and I'm not going to focus on that today. But actually, what I wanted to focus on is something that is different in the first day. All the days, if we're looking on, let's say, the second day, it says, "Bayom Hasheni Kriv Netanel Ben Tzuar," and it's mentioned Nasi Yisachar. In the third day, it says, where is the third? "Bayom Hashlishi Nasi Livnei Zvulun," "Bayom Harvi Nasi Livnei Ruven." When we're looking on the first day, it says, "Vayi Amakriv Bayom Harishon Et Korbano, Nachshon Ben Aminadav Lematei Yehuda." What's missing over here is the fact or the word that pointing out for us that he was a Nasi. Now, just pause for a second, taking us into the time that all that took place. So if I need to write this parsha in the right place in the Torah, where it's supposed to be? Where? No?
At the end of Shemot.
Why? Where is that taking? When is that taking place? Chanukat HaMishkan. What happened in Chanukat HaMishkan?
Isn't that the end of where Moshe did everything?
Yes. Yeah, that's seven Shevat Yemei Miluim, and right after the Torah telling us that in the day of Chanukat HaMishkan, what happened? Nadav and Avihu, right? So that's in the beginning of Parashat Shmini, Vayi Bayom HaShmini, right? That's what happened, and then the Nesim brought their Korbanot. So one of the explanation of Chazal, the reason that the word Nasi doesn't appear in Nachshon ben Aminadav Korban, very simple. Nachshon ben Aminadav is the brother of Elisheva, that was the wife of Aaron HaKohen. She just lost her two sons, and therefore he didn't want to miss out the opportunity to bring the Korban, but he brought it as quiet as possible, as a private person and not as a Nasi. And that's why the Torah doesn't mention the word Nasi. That's one of the explanations that I saw, very interesting, that is maybe related to the second explanation. The second explanation brought down by the Baal HaTurim, okay? The Baal HaTurim, and it's a very small print by me, so I'm trying to see what he says. But he says like that, Lamud ze hashevet, okay? Lamud oto hashevet leaktin et atzmo. Meaning, Nachshon ben Aminadav, coming from the Shevet of Yehuda, and telling us the Baal HaTurim, this Shevet is, have the custom, have the good midah of being humble, okay? And bringing proof, right? The first proof is from before Nachshon ben Aminadav. The second proof is actually from after Nachshon ben Aminadav. So the first proof we bring from Yehuda himself, right? That Yehuda, as we know, says when Binyamin, okay, when Binyamin was caught with the gavia by Yosef after it was planted in his bag, right? Says Yehuda, Yeshevna avdecha tachat anar eved le'adoni. Meaning that Yehuda is willing to put himself a slave instead of a Binyamin, and he calling himself a eved twice in one sentence when he's speaking with Yosef. And interesting enough, it's not because Yehuda didn't have qualities. We know that Yehuda was a leader. We know that Yehuda was, you know, strong in different ways, looking on the bracha that he got from Yaakov after that. But nevertheless, he felt that it is place to do that. That's one example that the Baal HaTorim bring. And the second one is about David. And again, David is not a guy that, you know, didn't have qualities. But nevertheless, when Shmuel finding David, or was commanded to go and find David, it says, right, Hu HaKatan, right? He's the little one, right? From all the brothers over there. And if you recall from the Navi, the story, right? So he's coming and he's looking and he doesn't that, right? So David is the little one, or at least in his eyes. Nachshon, okay, have a legitimate reason to be a Baal Gaiva, right? According to Chazal, Nachshon is the one that jumped first to the sea when God says, right? Daber el b'nei Yisrael ve'isau, and everybody's standing and they see a sea. What do you mean, Yisau? Right? There's a sea over here and the Egyptian is behind. What are we supposed to do? I guess they didn't get in Egypt the memo that every kid have to go through swimming lessons, right? So I'm not sure that they knew to swim, right? But nevertheless, Nachshon, right, is jumping into the water, and we know, right, the miracle that happened, you know, after that, right? So he have the reason why to be with Gava. But nevertheless, Nachshon didn't want, says the Baal HaTorim, that the word Nasi will be mentioned. He wanted to do it quietly. And I think that's a lesson to all of us. In life, Bezrat Hashem, all of you will be successful and you will have great trades that you can be proud of. But nevertheless, Anva, as we know, is one of the best midot that a person can have. Have a great day.
That concludes our podcast. If you would like to dedicate or sponsor a podcast, visit our website at eretzpod.org. That's eretzpod.org. If you enjoy our content, leave us a kind rating or review on your podcast platform. It helps others to find us. And thanks for learning with us.